I just purchased it a week ago. The pins are basically sabers. On the right side here, these are two enlistment pins, cavalry and the U.S. This is a Special Forces pin.
Bill Shortell is showing me around his brand new jet black hat with bright, shiny gold pins on it. It's the kind of hat with a brim all the way around, and it's a replica of a typical brigade cavalry hat that a soldier would have worn during the Civil War. A cavalry soldier like Shortell's great-great-grandfather.
My great-great-grandfather was in the 2nd Massachusetts Cavalry, enlisted in August 1864 at Salem, Massachusetts.
Shortell says his great-great-grandfather fought closely with the Union General Philip Sheridan in the Civil War and helped defeat Robert E. Lee's Confederate Army. Shortell says he even stood outside the courthouse at Appomattox when General Lee surrendered, and he says he's going to the inauguration to honor that service.
Not just my great-great-grandfather, but all the soldiers from the beginning of the founding of our country up till today, who basically are the reason why we have the freedoms we have.
But don't take Shortell for a war hawk. He's anything but.
I mean, we need to make peace around the world, not war around the world. Our country was founded on peace, not war. We went to war because people didn't think that we could be by ourselves. I mean, if you think about it, when those gentlemen signed that Declaration of Independence, they knew they were either dead men or they were free men. Can you find a senator that would sign something like that today? I kind of doubt it.
Shortell says he tries to make peace through his work with the group People to People Ambassadors.
Part of People to People Ambassador, which was founded by Dwight David Eisenhower, which is basically an organization that goes around the world and tries to, having been a commander in the war, he said, if we just would talk with people, maybe we wouldn't fight with people.
And that's where Barack Obama's inauguration meets with Bill Shortell's mission. He's in D.C. to see a man become the next president, to honor servicemen and women, and promote peace. Shortell hopes Obama will be a people-to-people kind of president. So what is he expecting?
Expecting to see the spectacle of my life.
I'm Richie Dushan, Annenberg Radio News.
They don't give me water. Oh, okay.
Like I left?
Yeah, here, move it back.
Right.
Not that I'm trying to.